Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 10th of February, 2009. It's the week of Valentine's Day, a week when we're thinking about great love stories, and today is the birthday of the man who wrote one of them, Dr. Zhivago, Boris Pasternak, born in Moscow, 1890. When he finished the book, he smuggled the manuscript out of the Soviet Union to a publisher in Italy. It was banned in the Soviet Union, but it became an international bestseller. It came out in 1957. Dr. Zhivago, the story of Yuri Zhivago, a doctor, a poet, and his love affair with Lara, an independent woman, taking place around the time of the Russian Revolution, 1917. Yuri studies medicine, meets a woman named Tonya. They get married. They have a son, Sasha. When World War I begins, he goes into the army as a doctor. He's stationed in a small town. And at the same time as Yuri and Tonya are beginning their life together, Lara is involved with a powerful man, Viktor Komarovsky, but she decides to marry her childhood sweetheart, Pasha. Though when she needs money, she tracks down Komarovsky at a Christmas party where Yuri Zhivago is also, and Lara attempts to shoot him, but she misses. When her husband Pasha disappears behind enemy lines, Lara becomes an army nurse so that she can look for him. She leaves her daughter Katya behind, and she ends up in the same hospital as Yuri Zhivago. The two of them fall in love. Yuri goes back home to Tonya, Sasha, his old job in the hospital. But his co-workers distrust him. He doesn't seem like a good Bolshevik. So he and his family go off to a farm in the Ural Mountains. A few months later, he goes to a neighboring town to visit the library. And there he meets Lara. And they begin a passionate love affair. He breaks it off with Lara when Tonya becomes pregnant. He's ready to tell his wife everything and ask forgiveness. But on the way back to the farmhouse, he's kidnapped by the Reds, and he's forced to work as their doctor, and his family is deported to France. Finally, he escapes. He walks all the way to the town where Lara still lives. They're reunited. They go into hiding in the farmhouse. They live happily for a while. Yuri writes poetry. And then Komarovsky, Lara's old lover, appears to warn them that the revolutionaries are coming to kill them. She goes with Komarovsky in order to save the life of her daughter, and Yuri Zhivago goes to Moscow, lives there, dies of a heart attack. And Lara returns to Moscow on the day of his funeral. Dr. Zhivago, Boris Pasternak, 1957. Here's a poem for today by Leslie Mansour entitled Time Plus Distance. The tea you pour is black and strong. It doesn't taste like tea to me. I must have been away too long. It isn't jasmine spice oolong. It tastes like an apology, this tea you pour so black and strong. Where's that old fork with the bent prong? What happened to the hemlock tree? Have I really been gone that long? I think I hear the saddest song. It has no words, no tune, no key. The tea you pour is black and strong. You're careful to say nothing wrong. You seem too eager to agree. Yes, I've been traveling far and long, and now it's clear I don't belong. I watch you sash your robe as we sit sipping tea that's black and strong. I went away too far, too long. A poem by Leslie Mansour, Time Plus Distance, from The Alarming Beauty of the Sky, published by Red Hen Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.